Tonight we'll be doing a choral reading of a play called One of the Shepherds. This is a play which was written about 3.5 years ago by a woman in the congregation that I'm a member at back in Minneapolis. Her name is Hannah Upmana. She's an elderly Latvian woman, and about the beginning of July of that year, she brought a script to me and she said, "I've written this little play and I wonder if you would be interested maybe in helping out and maybe doing some music and so forth for it." And I read the script of the play and I really liked it a lot. So finally, about the beginning of November, I got around to doing some music when she kept saying, "If you've got the music done, we will have to do it pretty soon if we're going to rehearse it." And we ended up doing it in the congregation, and it was a great hit. I think partly because of the congregational involvement, we involved people from the ages of 8 to about 70. It was a real cross-generational piece, and we'd like to present it to you as a choral reading and choral singing piece tonight. I'll introduce you to all the people who will be helping. First of all, thank you all very much. I'm nervous and excited and really glad that we're doing this. I don't know all your last names, so why don't you say your own names, okay, and say what part you are playing, just to give people a hint of what's going to be happening. Why don't you start, Jean?
Jean Swihart, narrator.
Linda Schrapel, fourth shepherd.
Jim, another shepherd.
Carla Peterson, I'm a shepherd. Audrey Ruffenberg, I'm Mary.
Dave Stenson, Joseph.
Susan Kylo, a mother.
Jay Wolf, a friend.
Katie Danner, Aaron, one of the shepherds.
Ray McKeever, old man. How about the other people who are helping? Ruth?
I'm Ruth
Kittleson,
and I'm in the choir. I'm Ruth Jordan, and I'm in the choir. I'm Gail Reynolds.
I'm in the choir.
Josh, you're also playing the part of a Jesus figure, an older Jesus figure, and Ron is playing the part. You probably didn't know what these characters were, but you're kind of like an angel, right, or something like that. Okay, well, we start with the opening song. And then
glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to all. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to all people. City of David, the Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
I can see the rooftops of Bethlehem.
Let's hurry so we will find the child.
I've never been in such a large city. Where are we going to find that manger?
It would be much easier to find him in a cradle in a palace.
But then we could not get in to see him. The guards would not let us in. Poor shepherds like us dressed like this. Only rich people could get close to him.
But how are we going to find the manger?
If an angel tells us to go and find a manger with a baby in it, he will also show us where it is.
I wonder.
Too bad Aaron is not with us. He had been in Bethlehem before. He could help us find the place.
Do you see the light over there? Is it a stable? It is. That must be it.
Let's hurry. I can hardly wait to see the child.
I wonder why he's born in a stable, of all places.
Come on, don't wonder.
Who's going to go in first?
I will.
Hesitantly, they enter the stable, and they see the Holy Family. The shepherds kneel in front of the manger.
Our Messiah is born.
Thanks be to God.
Kings on the way here. They were bringing expensive gifts for the Messiah.
The angel didn't tell us to bring anything, just to go.
One of the kings said, "We came from afar because we saw the star. The light was so strong we had to follow it. We've been waiting for something great to happen."
We came because an angel appeared to us in the fields. He said that our Messiah has been born and that we could find him lying in a manger.
Where is everybody else? Why are not more people here?
They have not been told.
Should we go and tell them?
Yes, let's go tell everyone.
Let's go tell everyone the long-awaited Prince of Peace has come. Go tell everyone the long-awaited Prince of Peace has come. Go tell everyone the long-awaited Prince of Peace has come. Go tell everyone the long-awaited Prince of Peace has come.
I can hardly wait until we can tell Aaron what we have seen and heard.
I wonder if he'll believe us.
Look, there he is with our flocks.
Where have you been, Aaron? You should have been with us today.
Well, one of the little lambs was missing, and I had to go and search for it. Over to the east, close by the cliffs, I finally found him. Here is that little deserter. I'll have to watch him more closely. But where have you been all day? When I returned to the flocks this morning, you were all gone. Something unusual must have happened. You all look so excited. Tell me.
An angel appeared to us last night. It was light all around us.
My, were we scared.
But he said to us, "Be not afraid. I bring you good news of great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord."
And then he told us what to look for. He said, "You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger."
And then there were many more angels all in the sky, and they were all singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth goodwill to all people."
We were looking for you, Aaron, to take you along, but we couldn't find you.
We hurried to get to Bethlehem before daylight. We did not know how to find the manger.
But then we saw a light over a stable. We went in. At first we saw only the animals.
But then we saw the manger with the babe in it. His parents were there too.
And there were rich men who had been worshiping the child.
Aaron, you should have seen the gifts they had brought along.
And we had brought nothing.
But the parents greeted us very friendly, even though we had no gifts. They were happy to see us adoring the child.
Aaron, can you believe that this poor baby lying in a manger is our Savior, Christ the Lord?
Yes, I can believe it. And I want to see him too. Tell me where the stable is. I want to worship him. And I also will bring him a gift.
Yes, Aaron, go. We will watch your flock, and especially this little lamb.
The stable is on the south side of Bethlehem. It belongs to the innkeeper by the large well.
Take water and bread along. It is a long walk. What are you taking as a gift?
I don't know.
What can I give him?
Sheepskin I have and give it to the baby to keep him warm. I'll run along and hurry. Shalom.
Shalom.
Aaron hurries toward Bethlehem, humming, but he meets an old man lying by the wayside.
What happened to you? Can I help you?
A day ago I stumbled and hurt my foot. I could not walk further anymore. I have had nothing to eat or drink since. I feel very weak.
Here, drink some water and eat some of this bread, and then I'll take a look at your leg.
Thank you.
What makes you travel on this deserted road?
I was on my way to visit a dear friend of mine. He lives just outside of Bethlehem. He will be waiting for me and worried.
Well, let me look at your foot. Well, your ankle is all swollen. I'll bandage it up tightly for you.
You do that like a physician.
Well, I do it all the time to my sheep. I'm a shepherd. Here, let me make you a crutch, too. Here, try this. And have some more water before we start out.
Why are you so kind to me? You know, I'm not one of your people. I'm not a Jew.
Well, you need help. Isn't that what counts?
Not everybody thinks that way. May your God bless you for what you do to me. What takes you toward Bethlehem?
Oh, our Messiah has been born in the city of Bethlehem. I want to go and worship him.
How do you know he's your Messiah?
Well, an angel appeared to my shepherd friends and announced that a babe had been born in the city of David, who is Christ the Lord, and that this news will bring great joy to all people.
To all people? Not only to the Jews?
I don't know. I thought the Messiah was only for us Jews, but the angel did say to all people.
That would mean to me too, to everybody.
Do you want to come with me and see the child?
But don't you want to hurry? Aren't you anxious to see the Messiah?
Well, yes, I am.
But if you help me to walk, it will take us a long time to get to Bethlehem. Hurry, go alone. Move along.
No, I can't leave you like this. Come on, we'll walk together.
I'm very grateful to you. I'll never be able to repay you for what you are doing for me. Here, take this small coin. It's all that I have.
No, it's all right. You keep it. You might need it at another time.
Look, over there, two people are coming toward us. Strange that they would leave Bethlehem at this late hour and take this deserted road.
It's a couple, and the woman is carrying a child in her arms.
They seem to be in a hurry. I hope they're not in trouble.
Aaron and the old man meet this couple with their baby.
Shalom.
Shalom.
What brings you on this road at this late hour?
We are on our way to Egypt.
Oh no, that's a terribly long way. How will you ever get there?
God is with us.
Well, this is a cold night, and the baby is wrapped only in a cloth. Here, take the sheepskin to keep the baby warm.
Thank you. You're very good to us.
And here, take this coin. It's all that I have. You need it more than I do.
Well, thank you very much. We have to be on our way.
Thank you. May you be blessed for what you've done for us.
Shalom.
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 I can see the lights of Bethlehem. Bring me just to the outskirts of the city, to where my friend lives, and then be on your way.
Are you sure you'll be all right then?
Yes, thank you. And I hope you are right about what you told me, that a Savior is born for all people. I need one too. Here is the house.
Let's knock on the door.
Welcome, my friend. Here you are. Why are you so late? What was the delay?
As the friend questions, both are disappearing behind the door. Aaron and an old man wave at each other. Voices are fading, and Aaron hurries on. To a house. A woman lives there, and she is all upset and crying. She holds a baby in her arms.
What am I to do with my baby? They will kill it! They will kill it!
Why are you so afraid? Who is it that you fear so much?
The Roman soldiers. They're going from house to house, and they're killing all the small children.
No, why would they want to do that?
I don't know. They're talking about a king who has been born here, and they don't want him to become a king.
Well, they can't just kill all the small children.
But that's what they're doing, and they will come and they will kill my baby too.
No, you come with me. I know the city, and I will get you out.
I'm afraid. Where are we going? Where are you taking me?
I will take you to my tent and to my flock. You will be safe there. You can stay with me and my friends until all the danger is over.
Thank you for helping me. You saved my baby's life. Did you hear all those poor mothers? How they cried and they screamed when their children were killed?
Never in my life will I forget those screams.
Those poor mothers.
I wonder how many children got killed. I'm sorry I could help only one. Was the Messiah killed too? Or was he taken away in time? I did not get to see him. I did not get to worship him. I never got to give him the coat to keep him warm. I did not get to see him. I did not get to worship him. I did not get to give my gift to the newborn living Lord. I did not get to see him. I did not get to worship him. I did not get to give him the coat to keep him warm. I did not get to see him. I did not get to worship him. I did not get to give my gift to the newborn living Lord.
I was hungry to see him, and you did not get to worship him. I was thirsty.
Good will to all.